Hey, this is John Lee Dumas from EO Fire, and you're listening to Elective Rotation with Pharmacy Joe. You must be prepared to ignite.
What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 11, Making Patient-Focused Risk-Benefit Assessments. I'd like to thank Jill and Colin for inspiring today's topic. Thank you to all of you who've given suggestions for the show. I'm working on some great content for you for upcoming episodes, and I'm really excited to share it with you as soon as possible. If you haven't already subscribed to my email list to be notified whenever a new episode is published, head over to pharmacyjoe.com/subscribe. So, the topic for today's show is what I call Pharmacy Joeism number 7, make patient-focused risk-benefit assessments. My ability to do this greatly improved when I started to explicitly and on a very basic level think about why a patient was in the ICU to begin with and how sick are they. On the first day of rotation with me for any PGY1 or APPE student, I make sure to give them this basic explanation of why a patient might be in the ICU. From my point of view, in an open medical surgical ICU, there are three reasons for ICU admission. Reason number one, one or more of a patient's vital organ systems has failed and we need to support them. This could be respiratory failure from pneumonia, post-return of spontaneous circulation care for a cardiac arrest patient, or hypotension requiring vasopressors from sepsis. Reason number two, something happened to the patient that places them at high risk of a vital organ system failing, and we want to immediately recognize and support it if and when that happens. So this could be watching a patient for 24 hours after alteplase for acute ischemic stroke, or a patient who just had a high-risk surgical procedure, or a patient with delirium tremens requiring high doses of benzodiazepines who's not yet intubated. Reason number three, baloney. Now, that's not what I really want to say, but I'm trying to keep it safe for work here. Maybe the patient knows somebody or is a VIP, or Dr. So-and-so wants to keep him just one more day, or there's some bed availability issue. Now, why in the world you'd want to subject your VIP to the perils of ICU care any longer than absolutely necessary is beyond me. How would it look if the governor dies in your ICU of C. diff or Caudi on the tail end of an unnecessary extension in their ICU stay? But occasionally I see that kind of thing happening. I'm really interested if any of you are in a closed ICU, and I'm really interested in the differences. Are there any type 3 ICU admission patients in your unit? Let me know, joe@pharmacyjoe.com. Now, focusing on what exactly is requiring the patient to be in the ICU helps me identify and prioritize patient problems. So let's move on to how sick are they and why does it matter? I'm constantly using my opinion of how sick the patient is to guide my drug dosing. Have you ever noticed how some drugs have a recommended dose range that is so wide you can drive a bus through it? Here are some examples. Tetanus immune globulin could be 500 units, could be 6,000 units. Norepinephrine, you can run that starting at 0.01 mics per kilo per minute, and you can go up 50 or even 100 times that amount. Thiamine, maybe you'll give a patient 100 milligrams a day, maybe 250 milligrams a day, or maybe 1500 milligrams a day. Now, having a wide therapeutic index is great for avoiding toxicity, but it can make things a real mystery when you're going for maximum efficacy. What if the patient's renal function is right on the cusp of a decision point for dose reduction? Should you cut the antibiotic dose in half for a septic patient because their creatinine clearance is 49 instead of 51? To help guide you in these gray areas, you should be making some sort of assessment of how sick the patient is. I like to keep my assessment relatively simple and focus on the big picture of why the patient is in the ICU to begin with. Here's how I do it. Number one, how does the patient look? Is their coloring off? Are they in distress? Are they completely unresponsive? Number two, how many systems are being supported? Are they on a ventilator? Are they on pressors or inotropes? Are they on dialysis? Number three, how intense is the support? What's their PEEP and FiO2? What's their pressor dose? What's the number of pressors? Are they on CRRT? How many consultants have been asked to see the patient? Are there 12 IV pumps in the room? Number four, how successful is the support? Is their MAP above 65 or whatever your goal is? Is their tachycardia resolving? Are their O2 sats in an acceptable range? Is their urine output trending the right way? Do they still have a fever? Are they starting to follow commands again? And last, number five, what do the labs say? Are the second set of blood cultures negative now? Is their white blood cell count trending down? Is their creatinine going down? Is their lactate normal? Are their liver enzymes normal? Those are all things that I'm taking into account. And there's no formula that I can give you. You're going to have to make your own judgments, and it's going to get better based on your experience of how sick that patient is based on all the above. So if your patient is sick and you're debating on adjusting a dose for one of their primary problems, take a real hard look at the risk-benefit assessment for that patient. Are you saving just a few dollars of piperacillin and tazobactam, or are you saving their kidneys from too much amikacin? In my mind, that's going to be two very different decision points. What factors do you take into account when determining drug dosing for your critically ill patients? Or what's your biggest challenge in trying to determine how sick a patient in ICU is? I'd love to hear from you, Pharmacy Nation. Send me an email, joe@pharmacyjoe.com, tweet @pharmacyjoe, or use the contact page on my site. And please take a moment to subscribe to and rate the show in iTunes. Doing so will help others find the show. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.